1-1 ball game. Richie County leads it, bases full for St. Mary's. 2 outs in the seventh. 3-2 pitch coming to Shane Moran. It is a cold third strike on the inside corner, and Richie County wins the game 9-8. Runner goes. The pitch is high and away for a ball. Throw from DeVos. Another great throw to second base, and he's thrown out his second base runner of the inning. Masson with one more river to cross. Here it is. The pitch to Braden Coleman. Curveball. Hit in the air. Left field and deep. Wyatt Pinkerton back. Still running back. Under it. He makes the catch in deep left field. And St. Mary's leaps for joy. The Blue Devils have knocked off Williamstown in the sectional opener. Reese Davis is the ninth man to bat this inning. It would be poetic if he's the guy to win it. For Tyler, the pitch from Crenity is hit up the middle in the center field base hit. Brofman chugging around third. There's no throw from center field. Brofman scores. Tyler can throw it in his head to the state tournament. The Silver Knights have rallied to score five times in the seventh inning. Madness in Millburn. Looking for somebody to break the ice at Tyler Consolidated High School. No score between the Silver Knights and the Maroon Knights. So go to the third, 9-1-2 for Wheeling Central. Luke Teague, Braxton Billick, and Braden Cover will bat against Tyler right-hander Jaden Helmick. Give up a couple hits in the last inning. One of them an infield single. So Teague, the right fielder, will lead off against the righty senior Jaden Helmick. The leg kick and the pitch. Curveball on the outer edge. A cold strike and away we go in the third inning. Looking for somebody to take the first advantage in this best of three series. TU awaits the 0-1. Here comes. Swing and a long drive deep. Left center field trouble. Brody Sackman looks up and that one is over the fence. A home run for the nine-hitter Luke TU. He drives a solo shot over the left field fence to put Wheeling Central up 1-0, two pitches into this third inning. He stopped for a moment. He was a little confused as to the sign he was getting from the third base umpire. Ball cleared the fence on the fly, and based on the umpire putting his hands up, TU stopped as if the umpire was trying to tell him it was a book rule double. Head coach Jason Rose said, no, it's a round tripper. And with that, only touched up. It's a 1-0 ball game here in the top of the third. TU strikes first for Wheeling Central. And again, Tyler Consolidated shut out the Maroon Knights last time these two teams played. So, in two meetings, it's the first run scored by Wheeling Central this year. The pitch, a cold strike on the outer half to the leadoff man, Braxton Billick. So the first time through the order, Helmick gives up a run on three hits. The run comes on the third hit. 0-1, chopped foul. And now Helmick up two strikes on Billick. That home run makes it a 1-0 ball game. Luke T with a blast to left center field. Not far from where Helmick's blast cleared in the sectional championship a week ago Friday for Tyler Consolidated. He's up two strikes now. The pitch low and outside taken for ball one to Braxton Billick. Nobody out. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a foul tip. And that caught a pretty healthy piece of Billings, so stretch his leg, make sure he's good there. See another 1-2. These three-game series, there's just such a tension, especially early on, when everyone is angling to try to become the team that gets the first advantage. You really want to win game one because you get some breathing room in the series if you need it. Here's the 1-2. Fastball hit off the end of Billick's bat, foul, pass first base dugout. For Wheeling Central, a huge advantage if you're able to get game one on the road because you go back home for game two. And in the worst case scenario, you'd be back here on Wednesday night. Here's the 1-2 to Braxton Billick. Fastball outside. Hits off the end of his bat. Roller to second base. Charging. Davis scoops. Throws to first. And the throw is in time to retire Braxton Billick. A bang-bang play. Billick had his arms outstretched. Thought he was safe. The umpire over first base calls him out. One away in the third. And here's Braden Cover. Now the head coach, Jason Rowe, will come out and have a chat with the first base umpire. I think if there was video replay available, we would definitely be looking at the monitor right now. And I think if there were video replay available, I'm not sure the Silver Knights would like what it would reveal. So Roe has a question, gets an answer as to whether or not it satisfies him. That's another story. They'll head back to the third base coaching box. And with one out here is the starting pitcher, Braden Culver. 1-0 Wheeling Central here in the top of the third. The pitcher, Helmick, low and outside for a ball. Another pitch coming from Helmick, the 1-0. Outside, swing and a miss. He got Culver to chase on one low and away. A ball and a strike. Central's grabbed the lead, 1-0 on a home run from the non-hitter Luke Teo on the second pitch of the inning. The 1-1, swing and a miss. Helmick comes back and buries a strike low and away. Culver gets in a miss. It'll be a 1-2 with one out here in the third. The leg kick and the pitch, low and outside, taking two balls and two strikes. Whoever wins today will definitely have, they knew this, they'll have two cracks at going to the state tournament and wrapping up that regional championship. The 2-2 from Helmick on the outer edge, outside, ball three. But if you're Central, you know that crack will come to wrap it up at home on Tuesday night. Tyler Consolidated would like to get this win so it doesn't come back here. Here's the 3-2 from Helmick. Curveball hit into center field. A base hit on a sinking liner by Braden Culver. Gary Hatfield, the designated hitter, stands in. Fourth hit of the game for Wheeling Central against Helmick. And with the pitcher Culver on with that base hit, we'll see a courtesy runner for him. That'll be Andy Baylor, a sophomore running over first base for the pitcher Culver. Two of those four hits for Wheeling Central, soft liners that barely left the infield. One an infield hit and the other one a blast to left center field, a home run. Pitch is low and outside. Ball one to Hatfield. So if you're Tyler Consolidated head coach Rob Jones, what do you do here? Do you see if Helmick gets in a groove? You maybe pull the plug on him and see if he's got it tomorrow and or Wednesday, the 1-0. Pound to the screen, count evens at 1-1. So the strategy question you've got to ask yourself in game one of a best of three. 1-0 Wheeling Central. One out, runner first base is Braden Culver. Counted a ball and a strike on the designated hitter, Gary Hatfield. Here's the 1-1 pitch from Helmick. That's a call, strike two, fastball in the outside corner. A ground ball to a middle infielder would be just what the doctor ordered for Helmick. Good lead at first for Culver, or for Culver's courtesy runner. The 1-2 pitch, pop foul, out of play over first base. Again, Andy Baylor running at first base with the pitcher, Braden Culver. Top three, Central strikes first, up 1-0. One out, runner at first. Another 1-2 from Jaden Helmick. The fastball low and outside, two balls and two strikes. 3 strikeouts today from Jaden Helmick. Central's extended a lot of at-bats. Here's the 2-2. Curve up and in. 3-2. There have been an awful lot of at-bats where Helmick has gotten 2 strikes on a hitter. That Wheeling Central hitter has fouled pitch after pitch after pitch away to stay alive. Here comes the 3-2, swing and a foul to the screen. And here it is again. Helmick hasn't walked anybody. He's given a run on 4 hits. He has punched out 3. But what that's also doing is running up his pitch count. It'll be another 3-2 to the 3-hole hitter, Gary Hatfield, runner at first, 1 out. Here's the pitch from Helmick, swing and a tap or foul wide to third base. Something you don't always see in baseball nowadays at higher levels, these Wheeling Central hitters do a great job of using the bat as a tool. poke the pitch somewhere foul just to stay alive to try to see a better one. Here's another 3-2 pitch from Helmick. He fouls this one straight back to the screen. I flinch because I'd rather flinch when there's a net in front of me than not flinch when there's not one. That would have been right in my grill had there not been a net there. Another 3-2 pitch to Gary Hatfield. Runner at first base is Andy Baylor. One out, top of the third. The pitch, inside, ball four. Hatfield very patiently fouls pitch after pitch after pitch away and works a walk and sees a double-digit number of pitches from Jaden Helmick. So two on with one out. Here's Seth Cover, the third baseman. Got a hit to start Wheeling Central's offense back in the second. Toss to second base to try to pick off the runner. It's off the glove and into center field. The throw to third, and Baylor stays at second. Good job by Gorby to back up the play because Baylor got up and was headed to third. Took two steps, thought better of it. Put on the brakes. Visit to the mound from Zeke Billings. Trying to get, I think, Helmick to calm down just a bit. Hitting a walk at 2-1 for Central here after the home run to start this inning. The first pitch, a cold strike to Seth Cover. And a curveball and outside edge. Luke Teague's homer start of the inning, then Braxton Billick grounded out. Braden Cover singled, and Gary Hatfield worked a walk. Here's the 0-1, swing and a foul tip for strike two to Seth Cover. So Baylor running at second for Cover, for Braden Cover. Hatfield at first, one away, 1-0 Wheeling Central, top of the third. Nothing and 2-1, Seth Cover. Helmick holds the set, here's the pitch. Curveball, it's lifted into left center field, long run, and a diving attempt and catch by Brody Seckman in left field. The throwback to second base, and the Knights double Andy Baylor off of second base. There is the double play that Tyler Consolidated needed. Great diving catch in left center by Brody Seckman for the second out, and Baylor had made it a long way off second base. Seckman got up through a strike to second base to double him up and end the inning. Huge, huge play, and maybe a difference maker. We'll go to the bottom of the third. A home run for Luke T, who puts Wheeling Central up 1-0 on Light Rock 93R.